Today, if you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Our lesson this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Great, shall we bow our heads and pray? Father God, we thank you so much that we get to celebrate at Christmas time. We thank you so much that we get to remember that first Christmas story. And we ask now that you would speak to each one of us and fill us with wonder and love at this little baby who came to be a great big saviour. In his name we pray. Amen. We're thinking about how Jesus was a sign this morning. We're thinking about how he is a sign that we need a saviour. I've got a few pictures for us. We're going to think a bit about what sort of saviour we might need. What sort of saviour we might need. So the first picture, please, Reiner. Thank you. What sort of saviour might you need in this situation? Hopefully this won't happen to you. Hopefully this won't happen to any houses that may or may not be in Norway. What sort of saviour do you think you need in this? Jesus, well, absolutely. Jesus is the right answer. What sort of saviour, particularly in this? Yeah. Aquaman. Okay, maybe. Come forwards. If you want to be facetious, you can help me out. I think you might need someone with a great big bucket of water. Some sort of fireman. Okay, how about the next one? What sort of saviour do you need? Imagine you're on the Autobahn, you're on your way to see family, Frank! And all of a sudden, you find yourself needing Frank Brecker. Can anyone come up and be Frank? Come on, Gemma. Okay. No, okay, come on now. I'll become. Who would you need? What sort of person would you need? Someone to fix the car. Maybe someone to help you jumpstart your car. Maybe the ADAC. Maybe someone with a high visibility jacket. Maybe someone with a lot of numbers, a lot of letters after their names. Great, how about the next one? Imagine you're in 3 foot of water. It's terrifying. You find yourself, never go swimming fully dressed. That's a really silly idea. What sort of saviour might you need? Floaties, perfect, up you come. You got the memo. Great. Okay, how about the last one? What sort of saviour might you need? We're talking about this at home. I'm not entirely sure what sort of saviour you might need. Come on, Yochi. A helicopter. Okay. maybe I don't have one of those in my bag. I've become. This was as close as I could get to being a chimney sweep. That is meant to be straight. Perfect, thank you. We're thinking about needing a saviour this morning. Do you want to put those things down? Thanks, kids. All about a saviour. The angel said to Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people." Jesus is the saviour that God sends at Christmas time. Those verses we just had read tell us two things about this saviour, what sort of saviour he is. Number one, I need someone to help me again. Come and line up, you come. Jesus is God. Come stand over here. Thanks, chap. Have a look down. If you have a Bible, we are on page 973. Actually, let's go to 974 and what the angel says. The angel says to Joseph, "Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Jesus is the Saviour that you and I need, who is God. Sending Jesus was God's idea. No one asked him to do it. It wasn't that one day someone wrote a Christmas list, as you might have done, saying, "I want this, I want that, I want this." No one wrote one to God saying, "Please give me a Saviour." Sending Jesus was God's idea. It was his initiative. It was his kindness, his mercy to you and to me. It is God's grace to us. Jesus is the Saviour we need from God. But not just God's idea. This baby is God. Jesus is God. He's of the same godness as God. Maybe you find yourself looking a bit like your parents, or maybe you find yourself being told you're just like your brother or sister. Jesus is God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made. He is the one through whom all things were made. He is God who lives in eternity. He is God who speaks and storms are stilled. Evil trembles and people follow. If you want to know what God is like, then look at Jesus. Jesus is God. And this is where our brains start to hurt a little bit, because this is really hard for you and me to understand. Because God doesn't just send a baby, God becomes a baby. Do you remember Ahaz in our nativity? What was he told? He was told he was going to have a sign. Do you remember what he was told? Yeah, a virgin will conceive and have a son. He was told a baby would be born who would be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jesus from God, he was born as Mary's child. He was fully God, but also fully human. This baby is the Son of God, who sat on his throne in eternity, who ruled over stars and over planets. But he came 2,000 years ago and was born just like you and me. Have you ever held a baby? Maybe some of us have, right? Some of us have had little brothers or sisters. They're small, they're soft, they're weak, they're vulnerable, they've got wrinkles. Sometimes they're born really furry. Sometimes they're born a bit bald. Maybe you've had one, a brother or sister, and you thought, doesn't look much like a human, looks more like an alien. Well, they grow up, they get bigger and they get stronger, and they become just like you and me. Jesus is fully God, and at the same time, he is fully human. You could touch him. Touch your whole hand, maybe hold your hand. He was as real as your hand is. You could touch him. He ate, he slept, he got sore, he got hungry, just like you and me. If you and I had been around in Nazareth 2,000 years ago, you might have found yourself walking down the street and have Jesus walking in the opposite direction. He might have been standing next to you in the queue at Aldi. As God the Son, he has no beginning, he has no end, and yet that first Christmas, God the Son was born as a baby. The immortal clothed in the finite, divine power and majesty condescending to touch frail humanity. If you don't understand this, well, good, because this is a mystery that we find beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. But it is a precious, precious fact. Jesus is God. He's the one who knows your deepest need and your darkest secret. He is your Lord and your judge, and yet as a man, as a human, he is able to take your place. The baby we celebrate, the one that the angels sing about, the child that the shepherds and wise men kneel before, Jesus Christ is God. The second thing the angel says to us is that Jesus is for us. I need someone else to come and hold something for me. Thanks so much. Jesus is for us. Have a look down at verse 21, grown-ups with a Bible. Listen to these words, kids. The angel said, Mary will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now, Jesus didn't have to come to earth. He didn't have to have his nappy changed. He didn't have to have parents. He didn't quite know what he wanted or needed all the time. He didn't have to have an almost insatiable desire for milk. He didn't come because he wanted roast turkey or sausages on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. He didn't come to see how many presents he could fit under the Christmas tree. Jesus came because you and I need a Saviour. He came for us. Do you see what his name means? The angel said to Joseph, you'll call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus literally means God saves. God rescues. He is the Saviour from God, who is a Saviour for us. Have you ever thought, well, that's great, but that's not for me? We're going to play a quick game. If this is you, I want you to stand up. If it's not you, I want you to keep sitting down, okay? Everyone got the rules? If it's true of you, stand up. If it's not true, sit down. Stand up if you're already on Christmas holidays. That's a good number. Everyone else, I'm very sorry for you. Keep going. Hopefully you'll get some time off. Great. Sit down. Okay, how about this one? Stand up if you love Brussels sprouts. Yeah, you do. Some very sophisticated tastes in this room. Well done. Actually, that's not so many. I'd have liked a few more grown-ups to be standing up. It's useful to know if you come to our house, we won't feed you then. Do sit down. Okay, stand up if you've done all of your Christmas shopping. Yeah. A bit more to do. Some far more organised than others. Okay, do sit down. Final one. Stand up if you have never sinned. If you've never done anything wrong, if you've never told a lie. Yeah, I'm standing up, I'm going to sit down. If you've never told a lie, never had a bad thought, not a person in this room standing, because we all need this Saviour. Jesus is God, and Jesus is for us. He is the Saviour that you and I need. You know, that baby didn't have to be laid down in a feeding trough for animals. He didn't have to come to earth to be lied to or to be called names or to be bullied. He didn't have to come to suffer. He didn't have to come to die on a cross. But he did. Jesus, who is God, came to earth because he is the Saviour that you and I need. He lived the sort of perfect godly life we could never do. He died as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is for us. We sometimes sing the carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Angels worship him, kings bow before him, religious leaders rejected him, crowds ended up crying, crucify him. What will you do before Mary's son? Jesus is the Saviour from God for us that we need. In a few moments, we're going to sing our final song. I'm going to pray now and lead us in a time of prayer. Let's, kids, do you want to go back to your seats? Well done. Thank you so much. Let's bow our heads and pray, shall we? Lord God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he came to earth, that you, God, in heaven above, came to earth to be born as a Saviour for us. Would you fill us with wonder and praise because of Jesus? Would you help us this Christmas to really celebrate because Jesus is the Saviour that we need? Would this Christmas be extra special because we meet ye, find our hope and our life in ye, find a new reason to sing and worship ye. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.